you.
Okay. What do you call this part of a man's body?
Breast. And some said chest.
Okay. If you're going to go fishing and you have a flat bottom thing that you're going to use and you use oars with it, what do you call that?
Flat bottom.
If it's flat bottom and you're going to put it out on the water and you're going to sit in it while you're fishing.
Oars and boat.
Okay. And what about if it has a pointed front?
That's one of them fishing boats, you know, you can see it's just flat in the center and the end behind is kicked way up, you know, and the front part is low. But that's the part you set the drive, the one with paddling, he set in the front and you can sit back and down at the end of that boat ain't in the water.
Okay. What do you call the covering for a pillow?
Slip.
Pillow slip.
And some said pillow case.
Okay. If a person, or if a woman was wearing some beads around her neck, you might say, oh, that is really a pretty what of beads?
Necklace.
Well, if you didn't want to call it a necklace, and you wanted to use the word beads in there, what might you say it's a what of beads?
I just said it's sure some pretty beads.
Okay. Would you ever say a string of beads?
Well, I said it's pretty well. You got to have them on a string to get around the neck.
That's right.
You
have
them on a string, you can't get around.
Okay. If two men are having a fight and one of them really defeats the other one, you might say that one man really did what to the other one?
Whipping.
Okay. If a man is going to squat down, and you might say he got down on his what?
Make more of his bowel.
Okay, but what do you call that part of his leg? If he gets down, you might say he's down on what part of his leg?
Ankle.
Okay.
Or either on your knees. Sometimes okay. You know you get out on your knees and sometimes you just get out and squat.
Okay, well have you ever heard it called haunches?
Huh?
Have you ever heard it referred to as a person's haunches? He might get down on his haunches.
Yeah.
Okay, would you say that for me?
Said you get out on the haunches.
Haunches. Okay.
I called it down on the all four.
Oh, okay. There's some people that are real stingy. And this person might not even want to give you a penny at all. What would you call that person?
Stingy.
Okay. You have any other words that you might call them?
Well, I said they're not narrow-hearted.
Okay.
That's not a free person to give free.
Okay.
Because you know that some people will give you things free. Is the water running down the stream and some say, I've got so-and-so, but I don't want to get rid of it. Well, but still, they want what you got, but they don't want to tell you what they got.
Okay.
Well, I call that a narrow-hearted person.
You're right. If you see a person and you think that this person has on funny-looking clothes, you might say that this person looks what?
Some folks say it looks funny. I say, well, it suits him. It all suits you. You don't have to wear it.
Okay, would there be any difference if this were a man or a woman?
No, whatever a man like, you wear whatever a woman like, regardless of what me or you or anybody says she likes it. As long as she's satisfied, we ought not to have nothing to do about it.
Okay. You want to change that? Yeah. What's it on?
It's about 45.
Yeah, it only goes to about 460, so.
Oh, okay. I know.
Okay.